Blog Talk Radio.
Beat Suit Radio.
Ooh, yeah. What's up, people out there? This is your girl, K. Nicole, and this is Ladies Night. Every Friday, you know how I do it, 10 p.m., 10:30, sometimes 11, too. It all depends. It all depends, but you know I'm in the building every Friday. I am here. I will be here. What's up? It is Friday, y'all. It's Ladies Night. Those of y'all is always hanging out, going out, doing your thing tonight. I want to wish you a happy day. Make sure you go out there, drink responsibly, be safe, and pay attention to what's going on around you, man. There's a lot of sickos out there, man. A lot of them crazies out there just waiting to catch you slipping. Oh, man, if it's not hot, is it hot or what? What? Yesterday, it was noted 100 degrees. That's a fact. Today, I think it went up to 98, something like that. Crazy. The day before, they said it was feeling like 110. This is in New York. This is how we getting down in New York right now. New York, this East Coast right now is giving it up. The sun is not playing. We complain and we complain and we complain about our summer not getting here. We had a real late summer. Guess what? Here we are, man. It's hot in New York City right now. Friday night. A nice hot night to be wearing something barely. That's what I'm saying. Y'all ladies will be out there safe, man. Y'all be safe out there. A lot of little crazies out there. Have a good time, though. Enjoy your night. Man, I'm feeling good. It's hot in here. It's hot in here. I'm feeling good. It's the end of the week. You know how it go. We done got over the hump. We done chopped it up hump Wednesday. Now we to Friday. Look at that. You got over that hump. You're at Friday now. You're on the weekend. Everybody is off now. All y'all 9-to-5 Monday through Friday workers. You're off. You're getting ready for the weekend. A lot of y'all got plans tonight. And some of y'all just chilling, staying home, relaxing, being with the family. There's nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that. Now, you know, I'm going to change up the tempo a little bit because last week, Friday, I was on. We were still in the aspects of the trial. Trayvon Martin case. Trial was still going, I think. They was about to do their closing statements or closing remarks or however. Saturday, I'm walking down a block. I'm in the street. I get somebody stops. Yo, Kay, did you hear the they let him off, Kay? They like Kay Nicole. They acquitted this man. They acquitted George Zimmerman. He got off scot-free. Not nothing, 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 nothing. I'm going to keep it real, man. I'm going to keep it 100% real. I was dead in my tracks. I didn't really get a chance to chop it up too much about it on Friday because, it was still going down. But I'm telling you, that Saturday afternoon, I was dead in my tracks. I mean, nothing. Not manslaughter. Not third-degree murder. Nothing. This man killed this young boy. Just in cold blood. You understand what I'm saying? Cold blood, because The one aspect of the case that I'm stuck on, and I'm going to stay stuck on, is the fact that George Zimmerman called the cops. The cops told him to stay in his vehicle
and we'll take care of it. Stay in your vehicle, we'll take care of it. And I don't know what happened between this and that, but somehow this boy is dead now. We'll talk, if that was anybody else besides this black young man, if this was the case, different. Now, George Zimmerman was the one being stalked. Now, George Zimmerman dead. White guy dead. Black guy killer. Do we really think that this black guy would have been scot-free? They'd have threw every fucking thing at this guy possible. Now, I'm going to go through some Trayvon Martin facts. His case facts. You know, I'm gonna chop it up a little bit about this. I just gotta get it off my chest because I gotta speak my piece and say what I feel like I need to say because I just feel like that shit was a bullshit ass trial. I feel like they just threw something in the mix just thinking they could satisfy the people. This is how dumb they think we are, people. They think we dumb like this. They threw a bullshit trial. We got a verdict from the trial Saturday night. Like, really? Weekend night, Saturday night? They just already got a not guilty. Just on the fact that the cops told him to stand down. That's a fact. Stand down. Do not get out your vehicle. You are now out your vehicle chasing this fucking person. Now, automatically, you are guilty. I don't understand what happened in this case. Okay. What happened? Trayvon Martin, 17-year-old, was shot and killed February 26th during a confrontation with George Zimmerman, a 28-year-old neighborhood watch volunteer. This man is 11 years older. You 11 years older. You're a grown-ass man. Right? In a gated community of townhomes in Sanford, Florida. Zimmerman was patrolling the neighborhood when he spotted Martin, who was unarmed and walking to the home of his father's fiance. He was returning from a trip from the convenience store with an icy and a bag of Skittles. It was raining, and Martin was walking with the hood of his sweater shirt pulled over his head. He talked to his girlfriend on his cell phone moments before the shooting. This is what happened. That's another. That's a fact. These are facts. What is George Zimmerman's side of the story? George Zimmerman has not spoken publicly. He told police he spotted Martin as he was patrolling his neighborhood and called 911. To report a suspicious person. This is exactly what the calls reported. This guy looks like he's up to no good. He is on drugs or something. This is fucking George Zimmerman's assumption about the 17-year-old boy he killed. He's on drugs or something. Zimmerman told a dispatcher from his spot, sports utility vehicle. He added that the teen had his hand in his waistband. I mean, come on. We already know our young men walk with their hand in their pants. I don't know why they do, but they do. So you can already see that. Trayvon Martin on the phone with his girl. Got a little hand in his pants like most little young black boys do. And he got the nerve to say he's walking with his hand in his waistband and was walking around looking at homes. There's a blank. He says, these assholes, they always get away, Zimmerman said on a 911 call. Listen, this is how he referring to Trayvon. A neighborhood said there had been several break-ins in the community in the past year, including one in which burglars took a TV and a laptop. Dispatcher told Zimmerman, stay in your sports utility vehicle and that an officer will be there momentarily. Zimmerman, for no unknown reason, got out of this fucking car. Zimmerman told police he lost sight of the teenager and was walking back to his Ford utility vehicle when he was attacked. Seriously? He and Martin Ford, according to the witness, Zimmerman said Martin punched him in the nose and slammed his head against the ground. At some point, Zimmerman pulled the gun, shot Martin. Zimmerman told police he acted in self-defense. Okay, let's go back. How can it be self-defense when you are following another person? I don't care who you are, white, black, yellow, or green. If you are following somebody, that person is going to get a little bit afraid and going to be ready to defend themselves. I'm sorry, this is a 17-year-old boy walking. More known facts. They try to say it was 3 o'clock, 12 o'clock in the morning. No, Zimmerman, no, Trayvon was walking at 7-something at night. Regular time, going to the store, getting some Skittles and a soda. I don't care if it was 12 or 3 o'clock at night. He could walk around. Who said the hell he can't walk around? This is crazy. How is it that the 911 dispatcher told Zimmerman to stay in his fucking car? This could have avoided a tragedy. Now, Zimmerman is at least about, I would say, in the newest photos, Zimmerman, maybe about 40 pounds heavier than Trayvon. A little shorter, though. They said Trayvon was 6 feet and maybe about 160 pounds. They said Zimmerman was 5'9", 5'10". Used to be 250 pounds, but they showed him maybe about 160, 70, 80 pounds around there. Still huskier. Definitely huskier. Right? I'm just devastated at the fact that they let this man go like that. They ain't give nothing. Nothing.
On the radio, he's gonna call you back.
Listen, at some point, like I said, Zimmerman pulled out the gun and shot Martin. Zimmerman told police he acted in self-defense. Police says Zimmerman was bleeding from his nose and the back of his head. He told police he had yelled out for help before he shot Martin. He has not been arrested or charged. But this is, some of these facts is a little bit before the trial, but this is fact. What is Martin's family side of the story? Much of Martin's side of the story comes from a cell phone conversation he had with his girlfriend moments before the shooting. She was interviewed by the family's attorney, Benjamin Crump, and he released much of what she said to the news media. She has not been identified in the interview. She said Trayvon Martin told her that he was being followed. She said she told him to run. He said, I'm not going to run. I'm just walking. I'm just going to walk fast. He said, I'm not going to run. I'm just going to walk real fast. Crump said, quoting the girl. The girl later heard Martin say, why are you following me? Another man asked. What are you doing around here? Crump said. After Martin encountered Zimmerman, the girl thinks she heard a scuffle because his voice changed like something interrupted his speech, Crump said. The phone call ended before the girl heard any gunshots. Martin's parents said their son made pleas for help that witnesses heard. What did Zimmerman say to the 911 call? On one of Zimmerman's calls to police that night, he muttered something under his breath that some listeners say sounds like a racial slur. Others, however, say the recording is not clear enough to determine what Zimmerman actually said. Why didn't police arrest Zimmerman? Zimmerman claims self-defense that Florida is among 21 states with the Stand Your Ground law, which gives people wide latitude to use deadly force rather than retreat during a fight. The Florida law lets police on the scene decide whether they believe the self-defense claim. In many cases, the officers make an arrest and leave it to the courts to work it out. Whether the deadly force is justified in this case, however, police have said they are confident they did the right thing by not charging Zimmerman. Yo, I just think the whole shit was a setup. The whole shit, man. I just really feel like the stuff we told you, me and Stu talked about, make sure y'all boycott this Florida. Boycott Florida. Don't give these people your money, man. This is how you got the money that you spent buying the products of these people that supporting this trial, that paid for Zimmerman trial. You pay for Jim Zimmerman trial. Some people ain't come up their money. They use the money that they made off of you to pay for Zimmerman, to have a defense lawyer to come out there and say that Trayvon used the ground as his fucking weapon from somebody following him. Okay, now, if there's a Stand Your Ground law, when you do something, or when something is happening, you stand your ground, what happened to Trayvon standing his ground against Zimmerman who was following him? Wasn't he justified in fucking fighting back? Ain't that standing your ground also? What happened to that part? This is crazy. I am just so disgusted with the situation, man. I just have to let that be known. I'm disgusted. I'm going to be disgusted for a while until they do a real investigation. A real investigation of what's going on in Florida when it comes to the black people. You can't tell me that if this case was turned the other way around, if it was a white man down and a black guy that survived, man, first thing they would have took in court was the fact that they told you to stand down. You disobeyed the law. You are fucking guilty. Oh, man, it got me to the point of wanting something bad to happen to another person because of this. It got to the point of me damn near wanting Florida people to riot and go crazy and break shit and do shit. I'm almost there. I'm like right there at that point of not giving a flying hoop. Because it don't seem like nobody else cares. It seems like you got to take shit in your own hand right now. It's like we got to take it all in our own hand and do our own thing because it don't seem like there is no justification or there's no justice when it comes to the fucking man with color, to the color man. It's no justice, man. It's just so blatant. They blatantly let this man get off killing that young boy. I mean, a young 17-year-old boy got the, and they on trial saying that this man's arms didn't work. He didn't have no fighting skills. Nothing. Why are you all patrolling? Why are you sitting there patrolling? Why is it that the cops ain't never grab you up or try to grab you up? I'm pretty sure he took the test. Why is it they didn't want you? You probably had some psychological shit you couldn't handle. Zimmerman, man, you know what you did was wrong, and you know you killed that boy. And that shit, you gotta live with for the rest of your fucking life. You killed somebody's child, and you gonna always be looking behind you. And somebody needs to whip Zimmerman's ass, man. Somebody go out there and whip Zimmerman's ass. He need a good ass fucking whipping. I'm so close to promoting violence right now, and I hate that I feel that way. I'm telling you, I hate that I feel that way. I can't help it, man. I just feel like they did that lady so dirty. She was devastated. They had her on the radio today talking about how devastated she was. Trayvon's mother, like, he didn't get nothing. Like, it just was like, they just, come on, man. They came with a verdict Saturday night. That right there is crazy. You ever heard anything like that? Saturday night verdict. I ain't never hear nothing like that. Never. Never in my life heard of a Saturday night verdict, man. We could at least got a verdict on Monday. Monday sometime. I'm just devastated. I'm just hurt. I don't really care. I'm hurt about the situation. I'm going to speak my voice. I'm going to say something probably every day. Every damn day, and I'm tired of saying it, man. Because I just, it's just so blatant. They killed that boy. I mean, they killed that boy. I have a mother. I have a son. I always got to worry about shit like that happening to my child. I don't want to live like that. Who wants to live like that? Don't know white people want to live like that where they worrying about their child being on the street killed. This is how we live. This is how we live right here. All black people worrying about their kids going out there and something fucked up happening to them over some racist shit, and it's just still happening to this day. To this day, people, we need to stick together. We got to stop selling out so fucking fast for a couple of dollars or just for some whatever. We sell out too fast. We don't even give each other a chance. We already done sold out. You know what I'm saying? I'm just disgusted. It's disgusting. We losing our sons. We losing our husbands. We losing our fathers. We losing them. Because we selling out. You ready to just be with the people. You going to get your own people. I'm going to come back and I'm going to discuss the shit that Bill Cosby had to say. You know what I'm saying? Bill Cosby got up there and said some crazy shit. And people started booing his ass. Now, I'm not going to lie. I didn't really hear the whole shit. I'm going to look that up. And I'm going to bring that to you. Because I definitely got to bring that to you. Because I want to hear what Bill Cosby say. So we're going to listen to that together. I ain't really hear Bill Cosby either. But where I'm hearing people are going crazy because Bill Cosby came on his face like always. You know Bill fucking Cosby is a house nigga. He's a dumbass. I don't care what you say. That boy could walk around, anybody could walk around all day with a hoodie on. That doesn't mean you robbing some fucking body. And don't be trying to put that stereotype on all our black dudes that they robbing because they got a hoodie. That's not even going down. I'm real disgusted, man. This your girl, Kane and Coda Slaves Night. We're going to get into some music. We're going to come back. But we're going to see what the hell Bill Cosby had to say about the situation. And I'm going to kick it for maybe another couple of minutes about the situation. Then I'm going to just dead it and we're going to move on and we're going to try to bring happier times. It's Friday. It's Ladies Night. And we definitely want some happier times. But I'm going to get this off my chest. And like I said, I'm going to get this off my chest every time I'm on the radio and I'm tired of getting it off my chest. Because we need to stick together, man. We need to start standing up. We losing our men. We losing our sons. We losing our fathers. You understand? Our husbands. We losing them. We don't stand up for them.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm about to the day I fall.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah.
My bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah.
fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Put that nigga stop hating. Lil Tone shit got that fire. And these hoes love me like Satan, man. Yeah. Fuck with me and get about it. And all she eat is dick. She's on a strict diet, that's my baby. With no makeup, she a 10. And she the best with that head, even better than Corinne. She don't want money. She wants the time we could spend. She said, cause I really need somebody. So tell me you're that somebody. Girl, I fuck who I want. And fuck who I don't. Got that A1 credit. At that filet mignon. She say, I never wanna make you mad. I just wanna make you proud. I say, baby, just make me come. Then don't make a sound.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bitches I can come. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I ball.
Yeah, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Real nigga, fuck these haters. These hoes got pussies like craters. Can't treat these hoes like ladies, man. Pussy money, we codeine. She say my dick feel like morphine. I hope my name tastes like sardines to these niggas. She wake up, eat this dick. Call that breakfast and beer. 69.96, I feel a heartbeat. Chest to chest with this bitch. Now turn around, face down. I'm arresting this bitch. Yeah, all my bitches love me. And I love all my bitches. But it's like soon as I come to my senses. And I would say these old names. But then I would be snitching. And these haters try to knock me. But they can't knock me off the hinges.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bitches I can call.
And
I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck, bro.
I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them niggas. Pose for your class picture, and I kiss my ass if you hate. Getting ass on skating, yeah. I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them niggas. Pose for your class picture, and I kiss my ass if you hate. I'm getting ass on skating.
I'm on that good cushion at the house. I got some damn bitches I can call.
What's that?
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
I don't know what I would do without
y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Coast to coast DJ. True.
In the beginning was the Word.
In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
The Word was with God.
And the Word.
And the Word.
Was God.
Was God.
If I die.
If I die.
If I fly,
if I fly,
if I die, young,
die, young,
if I fly,
young, die,
young,
hey,
hey, well, if I die young, I pray I fly like these angels.
in the sky. Life is blunt for the truth. Most don't handle what life got inside. The government's fucked up, time's running out. Korea pissed off, Obama doesn't help. In honor of Boston, I'm seeing it now. Now all these problems pulling us down. Dream with an angel chase through life, giving me direction, what's wrong and right. I chose my path and I'm staying here like, if I die young, it was really meant to be. For me to see the path I chose, which plate I ate. From what I know, I'm trapped in a sea with no boat. If I die young, it's time for me to go. If I die young. Young, cover me in gold in a tomb like a pharaoh. Study my mind, best believe you'll find thoughts so raw they're unsterile. You'll see the reason why, guarantee I pulled that arrow. I aim for the head, it's a motherfucker dead. I'm determined down to the marrow. To succeed, I got big dreams and a nappy head that tells high like a satellite or a slave's mind in the daylight. So let the paint dry. Poet mind when I'm in the fight. We gon' be like bees tonight. Getting high just in case I die. Well, in case I die young, if I fly young, if I fly young. If I die young, if I die young.
Yeah, it's your girl Kane Nicole. This is Ladies Night. You're tuned in to Beef Scoop Radio. That was my boy Lo. Die young. If he die young. This is the topic right now. Trayvon Martin. I said I would get back to you and see what Bill Cosby had weighed in to say about the situation. Now, after the verdict, Bill Cosby, you know, had his little two cents in there. You know what I'm saying? He felt this was his two cents. This is what Bill Cosby said. Bill Cosby said that case was not about race. He said the prosecution didn't sell their story. And that's why the Martins lost. No. This case was about race from the fucking beginning, because if it wasn't for Trayvon Martin being black walking in this neighborhood, gentlemen would have never picked him out, scoped him out, or nothing. He was already singled out for the fact that he was black. It wasn't, he didn't look at him because he just had a fucking hood on and he was maybe white. He seen a black young man. He told the cops. He told them when he spoke to the 911 officer. These assholes always get away. These kind of people. Who the fuck is he talking about? Ain't nobody white. Because that ain't these kind of people. It was race from the jump. Race is what made this whole situation turn into what it turned into. Race. Nothing else.
the fact that that boy was black and he was walking in this neighborhood, going to the store, getting him son a drink, chilling, son to munch on, son to drink. He was sitting at home. He probably was at the father's, with the father, chilling at this, you know, stepmother's fiance house. He was chilling. Are you serious, Bill Cosby? Now, I definitely agree with Bill Cosby in saying that the prosecution definitely did not do the fucking job that they was there to do. I don't know what they was doing. This is why I know it was a bullshit trial. They didn't even come up there and bring up nothing. I don't care. You could have got a verdict just on the fact that that man didn't stand down, didn't obey the law. That's a verdict for something. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. Bill Cosby, man. I don't even know, man. You don't turn into such a fucking Uncle Tom. You don't even care about what goes on. Long as shit is good in your world, who gives a fuck? You know that boy was singled out at the beginning from the fucking jump because he was black. Singled out by George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman just automatically assumed that this young man was trying to rob somebody. Why? Because he was black. And these people, these assholes, in his words, always get away with this shit. Zimmerman already had his fucking mind on the prize, yo. He already looked at Martin as a black man in the neighborhood. Maybe predominantly white. I'm not really sure. Upscale, whatever. But we all know what happened. We all know that that boy is dead today. That part we do know. Yeah, I'm going to play my boy Low song again, Die Young. And then we're going to get into some more music. And I'll be right back. And this came to call. I need to calm down for a second. I can't even have a drink right now, man. I just had a tooth pulled, so I'm taking a little antibiotic. So I can't even have my little drinky drink on the side so I can really bring it down. But I'm going to bring it down because I'm a little on fire right now. It got me hot and burning and sweating up in the studio. Like, you know what? I'm going to bring it down. We're going to put on this Low Die Young. And we're going to come back and we're going to chop it up with some more stuff. You know, another note, another picture. Like I said, I'm going to keep talking about this anytime I want to talk about it because I could do that. And I will. And I hope a lot of voices speak out and keep talking because this is not nothing we should accept. It's not acceptable. It's our men, people. It's our fathers. It's our brothers. These are our sons. These are our husbands. We losing them. We losing them because we ain't fighting for them. Ladies Night, K Nicole, Beast Stew Radio.
Coast to Coast DJ, True.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
If I die, if I fly, like these angels in the sky, life is blunt for the truth. Most don't handle what life got inside. The government's fucked up, time's running out. Korea pissed off, Obama doesn't help. In honor of Boston, I'm seeing it now. Now all these problems pulling us down. Dream is an angel chased through life, giving me direction, what's wrong and right. I chose my path and I'm staying here like, if I die young, it was really meant to be for me to see the path I chose, which plate I ate. From what I know, I'm trapped in a sea with no boat. If I die young, it's time for me to go. If I die,
down. Cover me in gold in a tomb like a pharaoh. Study my mind, best believe you'll find thoughts so raw they're unsterile. You'll see the reason why, guarantee I pulled that arrow. I aim for the head, just a motherfucker dead. I'm determined down to the marrow. To succeed, I got big dreams and a nappy head that tells high like a satellite or a slave's mind in the daylight to let the paint dry. Poet mind when I'm in the fight. We gon' be like these tonight. Getting high just in case I die. Well, in case I die young.
If I die young. If I fly young,
if I fly young,
if I die young,
if I die young.
Block Club DJs, DJs, DJs,
Jordan
Effect.
MC Light on deck.
Yeah.
E-double what it is.
They got street corners.
I'm light, giving life to the mic boys. Life and Jake, you crack the backboard. Notice I'm focused to perfection. I'm the closest, the best, and you know this. Try not and I become the coldest. Giving dudes the cold shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm like the warden in my Jordans, and they care like roaches. When I step through, they get treated and step through like my nephew and my nieces. You should hold on to the Jesus feet. Like your life depending in it, you should be offended. No one opposes and walks away with the winning.
Yeah.
Not when I got my black and white with the crimson.
Yeah,
I don't wanna mess with us. You can't be stopped, you can't be touched. No matter how hard they try, Jordan Brand stay fly. Tell them haters bye bye. Yeah, I don't wanna mess with us. You can't be stopped, you can't be touched.
Uh-huh.
No matter how hard they try, Jordan Brand stay fly. Tell them haters bye bye. Listen. Above and beyond, we on. We interlace like laces and it may sound basic, but we strong.
Yeah.
We interlock like chains that represent the pain. Hard work to sustain what we gain. We made to create and others are made to hate. We overcome the dumb nonsense that awaits. Thou shalt not forsake the game. I aim to bring pain to those who misuse my name.
Huh?
A heavyweight moving at a steady pace. To say he's great, a huge understatement. Wait, man, Jordan Effect is what you facing. The man, the shoe, the brand is amazing. Yeah, I don't wanna mess with us. We can't be stopped, we can't be touched. No matter how hard they try, Jordan Brand stay fly. Tell them haters bye bye. Y'all don't wanna mess with us. We can't be stopped, we can't be touched. No matter how hard they try, Jordan Brand stay fly. Tell them haters bye bye.
Con los terroristas. Bam, 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 get on the dope train. Fuck with me, man, you're fucking the wrong thing. Your girl so cute, but oh, she's so lame. The pussy ain't shit without a gold chain. You go straight, bro, driving in that lane. You need a hood, rich bitch, sexy young thing. One foot on the road, I'll see you slow. You need a hood, rich bitch. Make that booty bam, like the speakers in your car. Girls like it's all, but fuck them, I like it hard. Grab me up and take it, cause take it, cause you a charge. Coming through the front, I'm fucking the back, yeah. Yeah, I said that. If you get offended, then all well, it's like that. Telly, telly, growling, just know that I bite that. Yeah, you like that. So I'm gonna keep your love it, but give me the black card.
Club DJ, DJ.
Face down in it, bon appetit. Been too long, so let me repeat. You need a a hood rich bitch, I'm like, nah. Take the booty bam like the speakers in your car. I can burn like a dog, but fuck them, I like it hard. So grab me up and take it, cause you a chug. You keep coming through the front, I'm fucking the backyard. Yeah, yeah, I said that. If you get a feeling it all well, it's like that. Why you said it growling, just so that I buy that. Cause yeah, you like that. So I'ma keep your lemon, but give me the black card.
Bam, 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 make the booty roll, bam, bam.
Niggas in old wits and long live that hoe pimp. Future niggas that love shrimp. My bitch said I'm reckless. Blue 50 on her necklace. Since I've been chasing his money, running on big face honey. Cash out if I want it. Dash by where I grow it. Phantom drop when I'm rolling. Salad bitch and I'm fine. That wild world, I'm popping out in my section.
Like role players, that means I'm flexing in Shot Town. D Rose with these hoes, that means I'm special. No pressure, no pressure on these streets. My niggas both flexing, pushing weight, bending corners. That's catching bodies with no effort. We going hard, it's no effort. Fuck them all, make the call. I count money, count your blessings. Rolexes, both sexes, they both sports like Bo Jackson. Black and white, white and black. Ice grill, you like Joe Jackson. Not dance ho, we throw bands ho. Like G Money, I'm Nino, you get canceled. Ride hard or get rolled over. Water weight, cook O's over. Ice cubes in the chain, give you haters this cold shoulder. No odor, dry as sheet. Dope talk, I elite, I repeat. I elite, connect looking like the Iron Sheik. Aston Martin, Iron Feet. James Bond with the Iron Heat. Two hoes, Guyanese, Siamese, and I'm trying these. Just trying to get by, but the devil all in the way.
Give a dick a kiss. Tell her tongue it down, throw emphasis. Give me brain till her brain can't remember shit. I make it summer rain, know she got December dick. Let her say Tremaine and I leave my name in it. I mean, I put my name on it. Got a picture perfect pussy, I'ma put a frame on it. I keep it so 100, but position change on it. She told me how she wanted her face, I came on it. I'm never disappointed, I left it disjointed. Pancakes and eggs with some head in the morning. They say money make a nigga act nigga rich. White hoes love nigga dick. Don't know why I always got another nigga bitch, but I bet I always put it in the ribs I beat.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can.
All the minds when
early in the mornings when I think about you.
That moment in time when your legs spread, you force my face down and I give you head. You light skinned, so you blush red. California king, turn water bed. That water park, that super soaker. Turn around, bend it over. Kiss you slow, bite your lip. I got a face, that's a place to sit. Eat you up like a souffle. Run it back like forte. Yeah, I'm down with that foreplay. Don't be on that bull, no Olay. With me, baby, I'm your slave. The glove fits, no OJ. I'ma keep it real, I like a ball pussy, no toupee.
Early in the mornings when I think about you.
This your girl Kane Cole. This is Ladies Night. Sorry for a little bit of air right there. Girl in the building. Trying to get it together for you guys. Man, like I said, you know, my conversation a lot tonight was about Trayvon Martin. You know, I'm kind of hurt about the decision. I just want to give a big shout out to his family. Big shout out to his mother and his father. You know, they have to endure such terrible, something that no parent should ever have to face. I just want to definitely do a big shout out. Like I said, man, we losing our men, we losing our brothers, our fathers, our, you know, our sons. We losing it because
We need to get together, stick together, and hold ourselves down, man. This would have never happened to nobody in the Jewish community. Never happened to nobody in the Italian community. You understand what I'm saying? We got to get together and be together, and that's the only thing. One, together we united, man. By ourselves, we will fall. That's exactly what they doing to us. Don't ever forget that, man. Don't forget it. I'm gonna get into some more music. I'm gonna come back. No, we still got an hour to go. We got an hour to go. I'm gonna get into some more music. And, come back. We'll get into some gossip, man. Something. Something. I don't know. Your girl gotta get into something, right? Something for nothing, baby. Definitely. Let's get into some music. Yeah, let's get into some. This is K. Nicole's Ladies Night, man. We gonna get it on.
Another Tuesday afternoon. Another day, I can't be waiting for something 9 to 5. I still gotta get faded. Pick up my phone, somebody say that. Kiki tweeting, says she's coming right away. Yeah, restlessly, anxiously anticipating.
Remember, what's on TV? Table. position for dividends. Red carpet, the latest gossip. Shot climbing again. Hopping that black bean. Check it, she peeping papa. I'm leaving the vases out. Do piping, yeah, I'm a problem. She like the way I put it down. I'm a general. Three strikes all day. I dream about sex and you. Money to pie. Respect the fact that you hating. You bitches, bitch, you knew it. She my swap with bacon. Can take it. Yeah, I was cracking like bacon. I'm Kevin moving with pushes, pit poppers, pimps, and chickens that want to do me.
ballin'.
See me ballin'.
Take a picture. She walking around the club like I can get you. I told her bring your friends, I love all the flavors.
All the flavors.
She looks at me and smiling, that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying, oh girl, go wild. With my Maybach, get money, dough, bitches. All my drinks taste like a mimosa. I ain't apologetic, I just toast her like a roaster. Up in the morning, I've been counting money, bitches, way early this morning. While you was probably yawning, sleeping on the dawn. I've been counting money, bitches, way early this morning. I done stepped up, checked up, leave you hoes wept up. Fuck with the baddest hoe, you sick, get your check up.
She see me ballin', see me ballin'.
Take a picture. She walking around the club like I can get you. I told her bring your friends, I love all the flavors.
All the flavors.
She looks at me and smiling, that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying, oh girl.
Persona, swag is just immaculate. European, this air you breathe, and should come with tax with it.
Wow.
I swear to God, I feel like pop. All eyes on me. I done took six shots. Ask me, daddy, how you want it? Say whatever, don't stop. Send a bottle to the DJ, told him turn it up a notch. Fucking right, she know the deal. Only fuck with real niggas, cause she loves the feel.
Call me rock. Call them hikers, they gon' mount. They go higher. Yeah, fuck yeah, get you climb on, reach for the climax. Yeah, baby, climb on.
Rock, I call them hikers, they go mount, they go higher.
Up there, fuck yeah, get you climb on, reach for the climax. Yeah, baby, climb on.
She see me ballin',
see me ballin'.
Take a picture. She walking around the club like I can get you. I told her, bring your friends, I love all the flavors.
All the flavors.
She looks at me and smiling, that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying, oh girl.
Look how hot. Go. Yes. Your girl K Nicole. This is Ladies Night, and I'm still here. And I will be here. Got another half an hour with me, peoples. But I enjoyed my night. I enjoy my night every night I'm on with you guys. Definitely. And I appreciate you guys supporting the girl. I definitely appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into some gossip, man. They got Kanye West and Kimmy Cakes definitely in the air. Let's see what this say, you know? Kanye, what is Yeezy? That's his shit now, Yeezy. Fucking Yeezy. That is funny. Okay, according to Boss, It says Kimye, you know, them, are back in each other. But the rapper is nowhere near ready to make his baby mama his wifey. New dad Kanye West back in Los Angeles to spend time with Kim Kardashian and their new baby, North. Spotto page 6. After West worked in Milan for a week for a new collection of his infamous clothing line, the Yeezys rapper, who received mixed reviews from fashion critics for his past two collections of women's threads, is now prepping a unisex collection of about 100 pieces. We here to be revealed during the fall fashion show.
We're further polled. West is again being advised by a team of top designers from hip brand, including his pal Nicole Fermanucci, of Diesel. West also recently collaborated on a line of hoodies, jeans, and t-shirts with French line APC that sold out after going on sale this week. The brand founder, Jean Tutu, whatever, told Style.com of working fit into the kingdom of dopeness. It takes some time to just say, okay, agreed, but let's get started on something limited. All right, so in other words, this guy's in pain in the ass, as we didn't already know that. But good to hear the fashion work is done for now, and he's back to being a family man. Hit the flip to the road about the wedding that was previously rumored to happen this summer between Kim and Kardashian. So, I don't know. Anyway, it's saying that the wedding is probably off. Bad news. No flower girl duty this year. Daddy has nixed the nuptials folks previously predicted would happen following her birth. Kanye West has no plan to marry baby mama Kimmy Cakes this year. RadarOnline.com has learned exclusively. Kanye says he is not ready to walk down the aisle with the reality starlet and the sex tape star Mongo. Kris Jenner also doesn't want it to happen anytime soon. Radar is exclusively reporting. It's crazy. So now you just a baby fucking mama. Just like the hood bitches. This is where Jenna believes not enough time has passed from Kim's messy divorce battle of Chris Humphries, several sources revealed. So, you know, Kris Jenner feels that Kimmy Cakes is moving too fast with Kanye and had a baby, whatever. Anyway, her and Kanye been dipping for a long time. They've been dipping for a while. She's been fucking Kanye while she was with Kris. So, Jenna, mind your fucking business. That's what we can say to Kris Jenner. Mind your business. Kimmy Cakes is not your daughter, and she's a grown-ass woman. This will be Kim's third marriage. Third marriage? Who was she married? I know she was married to. What's her name? Who else was she married to? And Kris doesn't think the Kardashian brand can handle another divorce. A family insider said Kris would be happy if Kim and Kanye never married because he doesn't let her call the shots. Wow. I wish I had a fucking... I should have had a bomb. I need a Funkmaster Flex bomb right now. Kris Jenner. Right here. This is his words. Kris would be happy if Kim and Kanye never married because he doesn't let her call the shots. Kanye doesn't let Kim call the shots. Kanye has his own reason for not wanting to rush a wedding, one of which is he's going to be on an international world tour. Kanye has the perfect out. He can't marry Kim yet because he's going on a world tour later this year. What? The insider said he loves Kim but just isn't sure about marrying into the family. Wow, baby mama. That shit hurts though, right there. That's a sting right there. Nigga, like, listen, I can't marry you. You know, I really care about you. You got my kid, but I'm not sure about your family. I don't know if I want to be in your family. I don't want to marry into your family. Wow. You are freaking Kanye West baby mother forever. He gonna forever have control of that ass. Man. I know Kim Kardashian took a damn... I know she took a paternity test. I know she did. I know she took a paternity test while she was pregnant. I'm sure of that. And I think once Kanye found out that baby was his, and he was real sure that it was his, he made her have that baby early. Another source, I'm reading some more of this Kimmy Cake stuff. Boy, Kimye stuff. This stuff is good. Kim is so close to her mom, and it's no secret that Kris clashes with Kanye a lot. You know, Kim's mom and Kanye not feeling it. You know, Kanye got a lot to say, say too much, controlling the girl. Another source confirmed Kanye has put off wedding talks and made it clear it simply will not happen this year. Damn, why you just hard like that? No, not this year. It's just not gonna happen, so don't talk to me about it no more. That's just it, clear, right there. Don't talk to me about it no more. We're not getting married this year. Kim is so, let me see. Kanye thinks Kris will want a big televised wedding, the sources said, and he's really not up for that. He loves Kim, but he hates all the scrutiny that comes from being with her. When the photographers follow him, he flips out. He's crazy. Can you imagine him as part of a big televised wedding? It may happen one day, but it's definitely not going to be this year, and it's going to take a lot of persuading to get him to do it. Damn, what is this? They're going to have to do a lot of persuading to get Kris, to get Kanye to marry Kim. The sources added that Kris Jenner believes not enough time has passed since Kris Humphries, right? I understand. But Kim's marriage to Humphries was such a disaster that Kris knows it is way too soon to ever think about pulling off another one. After an extended period of staying indoor at her mom's Hidden Hills, California home, Kim was out and about in Southern California sometime in the last few days, keeping a low profile, traveling in her nanny helper's car. Kim looks amazing. She really does. She dropped off a lot of the baby weight already. Not to say she still doesn't have a way to go, but she looks slim and was glowing. An onlooker revealed, as for the baby, Kim and her helper kept a blanket over North's car seat so nobody could catch a glimpse. If a wedding does happen, it will definitely be a very small family affair. It won't be the over-the-top nuptials that Kim had when she married Kris Humphries. It absolutely won't be filmed, the sources added. That is crazy. Kanye West, just shut that shit down. Like, nah, I'm not marrying your daughter. It's just not happening. Sorry. Damn. So, Kanye and Kimmy Cake. They also got something else in here about Kanye getting arrested. I wonder what the hell is that about. He said arrested or something, being charged with robbery or something. I'm trying to pull it up right now. See what they're talking about. So we talk about it. See what they're talking about so we can talk about it. You know how I go. This Beast Through Radio, man. We're trying to bring it loud. We're trying to bring it raw. We're trying to bring it all. Come on now. See, man, this is the one thing about the internet. It's unpredictable. You never know. You never, never know what might be stirring up. You know? Let's see. Kanye West. Such an idiot, man. Kanye West, you are really an a-hole.
All right, listen, let me say this, right? You know your girl, K. Nicole. I mean, we do business here. I do business there. I got to keep a hustle. I got 2 apartments to maintain, 2 households to maintain, 2 cars to maintain, you know, kids to maintain, life. Me and my boo, we doing it. So I got to have my ends and my ends to keep it going and get it. Each car I'm driving is taking super gas. One of them is a 12-cylinder. Imagine that, 12-cylinder. So you know my gas bill is crazy. Anywho, you know, I got official jobs too. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's what I'm saying. They got a little thing going on with me and my job. My Lord, give it to the state. I had a little state employee. I'm a state employee. You know what I'm saying? I work for the state of New York. Anyway, in the office, we got a little something going on with it. You know, they say I curse too much. I curse too much. See, I need some help, people, man. I curse too much. It's true. It's true. It's true. I'm trying to get it together. I'm trying to get it together. Definitely. So they telling me I need to give up a dollar every time I curse. I don't know about a dollar. I ain't gonna lie, man. I would have to give up too many dollars. Now, I give up quarter something every time I curse or something. I don't know. Oh, you could just leave me the fuck alone. I'm a grown-ass woman. I'm talking to grown-ass people. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know. That's my opinion. But I'll go with the flow. You know, we in the office, it's business. They don't want me. I don't want you in my backpack. How about that one? Let's get back to Kimmy Cake and Kanye. Y'all let me know what y'all think about that. Dollar for a curse. Kanye West has been named a felony suspect in an LAX attack Friday afternoon. Law enforcement sources tell police suspect Kanye West committed an attempted robbery when he assaulted a Photog at the airport and tried to jack his camera. All right, so Photog, that's what they call the photographers? Okay, just the Photog now? They broke it down? Alright, I understand. I got it. It just sounds so weird. The case has now been transferred to the robbery homicide unit, and cops are currently putting a file together. Our sources say the case will be referred to the LA court PA for a possible prosecution. The victim has taken to the hospital after the attack. His condition is unknown. Kanye West then attack somebody for their camera. He really going crazy, man. This whole situation got that man bugging out. The baby situation got him bugging out. Him being in the spotlight with Kim Kardashian, like, he bugging out, yo. You a star, man. This is what you wanted. You wanted to be a star. You wanted to be out there. And then you're not just a regular star. You're a controversial rapper. We got a lot to say. We got phones ringing in the office. It's just going down right now on Beastly Radio. It is going down. It's K. Nicole, ladies' night. Let's get into some music. Let me see who the hell is calling me on this damn radio right now.
You don't even know it. Oh, high class, nigga.
This shit sound crazy. This shit sound crazy.
Flash it only.
This shit sound crazy. This shit sound
crazy. Cannon.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 name, you don't even know.
The cannon.
Just have $1 million car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know.
That's back.
My niggas all ride with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
Hey, that-
that monster truck. Sit tall as fuck, so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow. No, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rose for me, host don't even pour. Spent on tone for it. Button down, Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then ho, you know it. AP and that P gate with a bright lean when on board. Got a masterpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. CVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it. Nah.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 lean, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas alright with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
That nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out with these stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Crickets all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard, lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know it. Your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 lane, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas alright with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it. Hey, we turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't even know it. Hey. Killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it.
Cannon.
Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it. Hey.
Cause it won't be long.
more than once, no, I'm ready for whatever. Ready for the action, I'm still focused on my shit. But girl, I'm up for a distraction. Got a body like a stripper, but tell me she a student. But some strippers are students, so I tell her ass to prove it, you know. Yeah, show me all your books and some ideas, some. I just wanna know that you can teach me some.
Boy, you're everything I need.
All I know, yeah, yo.
driving in a space coupe. It was made in another country. If you see me with a bad, I guarantee she from another country. I get money all the time while I'm flying over other countries. I was standing on the block dealing and made millions in another country.
Yeah, what you talking about them hoes? Which look scary? I'm in Paris, cooking it with Paris. Hilton, when I get on beat, they be like, young. You killed it. When I get on free, they be like, young. You killed it. For real, for real. Future woke up in a Bugatti. I woke up like I'm in Brazil. And switching, smoking on sisters. If I had her, then I had her sister. If the bitch bad, then you know I miss her. Cause bad, it's on my missile right now. Had a threesome with, I can't pronounce their name. But they was for rain. Probably was from Spain. Used to stand on the block with the shooters. Now I wonder what they took if I take a trip to Cuba.
I'm driving in a space coupe. It was made in another country. If you see me with a bad, I guarantee she from another country. I get money all the time while I'm flying over other countries. I was standing on the block dealing and made millions in another country.
Yeah, I had a dream, got some cars. I had a dream, got some bros. You ain't got no money, get around these porn stars. Cause when you got some money, you don't turn to porn stars. Look at my shoes, look at my jewels. These girls say, ooh, boy, you true. They don't speak no Anglo, but they love my lingo. And I got so many bricks, I should be in Black Amigo. Gang, lean back, for my, for you haters, keep hating, I'm getting rich. Overseas, country to country, I'm homesick. Gotta get the money though, I'm trying to get rich.
Space coupe, it was made in another country. If you see me with a bad, I guarantee she from another country. I get money all the time while I'm flying over other countries. I was standing on the block dealing and made millions in another country.
Buying up the ball. Big cash, ball hard.
decorate the graveyard. Deep in the south, yeah, I'm a star.
I'm a star, baby.
VIP, buying at the bar. Big cash,
big cash.
Uh-huh.
We ball, baby.
Deep at the whip, decorate the graveyard. Deep in the south, yeah, I'm a star.
I'm a star, baby.
VIP, buying at the bar.
My friend, yeah, look at it, that I'm a star, baby.
We ball, baby. K. Nicole's Ladies Night. Ow. Yes, it is Friday night. It actually is Saturday now. We done made it through Friday. You know, I just want to let y'all know I've vented a little bit. I let a little out. You know, you got to do that sometimes. Sometimes you just got to let it out. Anyhow, man, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for being here. As always, I will be here Fridays because that's ladies' night. And that's just the night I want to be here for the ladies, for the people. Everybody out there, but we definitely gonna represent those ladies. Yeah. Make sure y'all, you know, go to the website, check it out, Beastly Radio. Make sure y'all go to Blog Talk, listen to all the shows we got up there. Shout out to the whole Hellgate. Shout out to Beastly Radio. Shout out to everybody. Big shout out. Happy Friday. All y'all hanging out, drinking, chilling tonight, make sure you guys be safe. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to what's going on. Get nice. Don't get so nice that you can't function. You know what I'm saying? We were not able to control it. You know, you want to be out there having a good old time, man. Too bad I can't get my little drink on tonight. Like I said, man, I had a little wisdom tooth issues this week. And I can't drink, you know, got the antibiotics. Make sure to clear up any infection. If there's any infection, just to make sure, you know, I go. We do the tooth thing. Next week, good money. K. Nicole would definitely have a little sip going. Probably go out next week or something. I don't know. Something. But you know how we do it. Every Friday, K. Nicole is in the building, ladies' night. Make sure you're tuning in every Wednesday, Hump Wednesday, K. Nicole, and definitely guest DJ Big Stu, definitely on the ones and twos. You know how it go. Make sure you tune in Thursdays. DJ Big Stu will be on the booth. Now, you know how I do. Stu in the building Thursday night, you know, underground showcase. Tuesday, Stu in the building. Monday, we in the building. Sunday, we in the building. Yeah, every damn day. Make sure you tune in every damn day. Yo, we getting ready to get up out of here, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all tune in every night. Yay. Listen to the post. Check the post. See what's going on tomorrow. We never know. It's K. Nicole. Ladies' night. YouTube Radio.
I'll be